Perek Vayevin Mishnah Dalet Ziz Shelistei HaChaloyim. The person has some surface protruding outside of his window over the Rishus HaRabim. This protrusion, we're talking about a case where it's more than 10 tefachim above the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, it has the status of the Mokum Petur. So it's not considered part of the Rishus HaRabim because even before the Rishus HaRabim only stands up to 10 tefachim above the ground. And therefore, Noitin Lov, Noitin Men of the Shabbos, you're not take out of the house and then put out and take back. Yeah. Now the Gemara says that this is only permitted to put on things that will break, because if you put something that will break and it falls down, top out, finished. And then one people concerned that since it's a small area, maybe something will fall down and you're going to pick it up and you're going to carry it. It's just a rabbit. It also says that this chash that it will fall down, you'll carry it around. It's only when you have some protrusion, you have a balcony, something sticking out, which doesn't have walls around it. But if you're on the rooftop, since it's a roof, it's a generally large area, you are allowed to be in the top of anything you want on a roof. If you have a roof, you have to make sure you have a marker around the roof. That's another halacha. That's in a sense around the roof. The person can stand inside his house and stretch his house out arm into the Shusha Rabbim and move things around in the Shusha Rabbim. Yeah. Even though the majority of his body is in the Shusha Yotha, we're not concerned that he's going to bring into his house. Yeah. We're talking about kelim that he doesn't need for his house, and therefore there's no gzeira that he's going to bring it into his house. And we're talking about if you just move it around a little bit, you're not going to move it around to 4 amas in the Shusha Rabbim. Same thing with Shusha Rabbim, the Talmud of Shusha Yofit. If he's in the Shusha Rabbim, he's allowed him to talk about kelim in the Shusha Yofit. And the Vashal, the Yoytzi, Chutz Ma'aba Amas, that if you are carrying something, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though you are standing in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you have to make sure that the thing you're moving around Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you don't move it 4 amas, because then you are over there, so you're carrying 4 amas Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.